From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hi ho, Friday man.
Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
Full moon. Not going to have another one for
goodness.
30 freaking years. So that's...
Well, depending on what happens on this one, it might be a good thing.
Might be a good thing. 30 years... I'll be 90, and I probably won't even know it. I won't know that I'm 90. Won't know that it's Friday the 13th.
Possible.
Know. I won't know. It's pretty possible.
But, hey, I hope you live to be 90. God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Yeah, right. I do too, I think, as long as I'm healthy.
Yeah.
If I'm not healthy, no. So, any superstitions? Do you have any big superstitions or maybe when you were a kid?
My youngest son actually loves this day.
When I was a kid and I was walking to school in the fourth grade. I would, because I think that was the last time I really walked to school. After that, I made my mom take me because I was too lazy. Yeah, I was always a prima donna. See?
Still always,
am.
Yes.
Still am.
You've been a prima donna from way back.
From way back.
Diva.
And I know. And I did the whole don't step on a crack, break your mother's back. I was pretty big about that for about 3 weeks. So as you walk down the sidewalk, you make sure you don't step on a crack.
If it crosses my mind... I do that.
I didn't want to break my mother's back. I didn't want to be responsible for that because then she couldn't drive me to school. Then I'd have to walk again. That's the way that rocks. All right.
I try not to step on those little things in Indiana Jones.
Oh, in the ride at Disneyland?
When you're in the queue?
Yeah, it says don't step on the rocks or on the stones with diamonds in them or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably not a bad thing. Yeah. So that whole ride is built on superstition. Sometimes it breaks down, too, which is, that's no superstition. That'd just be a fact. All right, it is time for the news. What's going on today?
Well, Kim may have just launched her new shapewear, Skims.
She had to change the name, didn't she? I forget what she was going to call it, but she got sued. So she had to call it something else.
Well, it was like Kim's or Kimmy's.
No,
it was
something that had already been used.
Yeah.
And she didn't realize it. Maybe it was Shapes or something. I don't know. Anyway, well, it's called Skims now.
Yeah.
I get it. Ha ha. Shapewear by Kim. I get it.
So that was 2 days ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's already hard at work planning her next innovation for the brand.
Look, you know what? I hate to say this. Some days I wake up and I wish I was Kim Kardashian, that I had her money and I had her schedule, and I don't really want the fame.
You just want her boobs.
No, no, no. I'm saying, look at the deal here. I mean, she's a multimillionaire for nothing.
Yeah.
I want that bank account.
Uh-huh.
I kind of want that lifestyle.
You don't want to do the sex video to get it?
No, no. Nobody wants to see this in the sex video. No one. Not even moi. Not that anybody cares. What's the next thing for Kim? What's she doing?
Well, she was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, who made Kim show him her latest Google search.
That's a good bit. I like that.
Oh, my God, you guys. This is so embarrassing. Do
so
I really
embarrassing.
Have to?
Well, it turns out Kim was searching if shapewear with a pee hole is better.
Pee hole. Is that better? Is that better? Is it? Huh?
Well, Kim says not having a thing there.
Makes
Skims difficult if you wear them under a dress.
Because
you got the Emmys or whatever.
I mean, because it's one piece, right? You got to take the whole thing down. You got to get totally undressed.
Well, sometimes those things are, I mean, it's a workout just to get them up.
Yeah, and then to get them down again.
Then you get them down, they like, from go down
and then get them back up again without help.
While you have on makeup and hair and a nice dress that you don't want to wrinkle.
Like crazy.
Yes.
Ew.
And then you're grunting in the bathroom stall and it's just probably not real.
Wow, the visuals. Yeah. Like, stop it. You've ruined everything for me.
And then you're like trying to bounce around and get this thing up with your heels on.
Yeah. Mm.
If she
And then you find out you got toilet paper stuck in the back of it and it's... Anyway.
In shapewear that did have a hole, Kim says she would try to use the hole, and then she would, pee all over herself. So she says...
So it's not very effective anyway.
It doesn't work half the time anyway.
God.
But maintained. It was a legit search.
I think it's a legit search. Sure.
She has stylists and team of people who can develop this, and she can make money off of it.
She probably sat down on the set of The Tonight Show and thought, you know what? I'm so bored because it's Jimmy, and I should just go ahead. Because, you know, did she ever put that damn phone down? Never.
No, but it's possible she was just in the bathroom and then had
to probably peed all over herself because she had her Skims on.
All her people to you know, make her pretty afterwards and help her get the thing up. But they probably had to dry her and maybe change her Skims. I don't know.
Who knows? Whatever.
All right. Reese Witherspoon was on Ellen yesterday talking about her 15-year-old son learning to drive.
That's scary. I can remember those days teaching my kids to drive. Very scary. A lot of times they would end up in tears. But that's probably because I was yelling at them, place the brake, you're going to wreck the car.
Nah, I made most of my sons cry. I didn't mean to. I taught my sons.
I did.
Jeez. I taught my sons to drive stick.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Reese's son.
He's a good driver. He's actually a better driver than I am. I get distracted a lot because I see cute dogs. And
oh,
I'm
no.
like, oh, I've got to pull over.
You talk about distractions from texting and all that, but no. Reese Witherspoon is distracted by dogs.
If Reese Witherspoon drives past me and doesn't even look, my dog is going to be offended.
Do you have a bulldog?
No.
Oh, well, that's why you won't be.
She said she's preferential to certain breeds.
Well, okay.
Whatever. So there's probably a lot of pictures in the world of me on the side of the road with dogs. So Alan claims she only pulls over if a dog looks lost.
So we're talking about Reese Witherspoon from the Legally Blonde days. She's still legally blonde. Okay. All right.
Hey, she was pretty sharp.
Yeah.
She won.
No, that's true.
And I remember that movie.
I remember the second one had Bob Newhart in it. I love that.
Yeah.
That was good. But she had the little dog. And your little dog, too. All right. Well, that's it for us today with apologies to all of our dear friends here on the Who Cares News, Halle Berry and Kerry Washington and Jen Garner. We just couldn't come up with any stories for you today. But there's always Monday.
Halle Berry, anytime you want to make me your project, I'm ready.
All right. Have yourself a great weekend. See you manana. Oh, no. See you on Monday.
On Monday.
Yeah.
That's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.